You are hearing FinTeeDo podcast. Tourist taxes, a growing trend in global tourism. A tourist tax is a fee imposed on travelers, levied by governments, to raise revenue from tourism. These taxes are often applied to accommodation, transportation, or certain tourist attractions. The collected funds are typically used to support infrastructure, preserve cultural landmarks, or mitigate the negative environmental and social impacts of high tourism volumes. Tourist taxes can take several forms, such as bed tax, charged per night of stay in hotels or other accommodations, departure tax, charged when leaving a country or region, or environmental fees aimed at maintaining natural reserves or national parks. The need for tourist taxes. As tourism continues to grow worldwide, destinations face increasing challenges in managing the flow of visitors. Popular tourist hotspots often struggle with overcrowding, environmental degradation, and strain on public services like waste management and transport. Imposing a tourist tax can serve several key purposes. 1. Infrastructure development. High volumes of tourists put significant pressure on local infrastructure, from roads and airports to public transportation systems. Tourist taxes provide a direct source of revenue to fund upgrades and repairs. 2. Environmental preservation. Many tourist destinations, especially natural attractions like beaches, forests, and mountains, face environmental damage from mass tourism. Tourist taxes can fund conservation efforts and protect these fragile ecosystems. 3. Cultural heritage protection. In regions with significant cultural or historical sites, tourist taxes can be used to maintain and restore these attractions, ensuring their preservation for future generations. 4. Managing over-tourism. Some destinations are simply overwhelmed by the number of tourists they receive, which can harm the local way of life and infrastructure. A tourist tax can help manage visitor numbers by acting as a deterrent to over-tourism. 5. Fair burden sharing. In many popular destinations, local residents bear the costs of maintaining public services and infrastructure for tourists. Tourist taxes shift some of the financial burden onto the visitors themselves, creating a more equitable distribution of costs. Countries and regions implementing tourist taxes. Many countries and cities around the world have already adopted some form of tourist tax, each adapting it to local needs and circumstances. Italy, several Italian cities, including Rome, Venice, and Florence, levy tourist taxes based on the type of accommodation. In Venice, a daily visitor fee is also applied to day trippers, aimed at controlling overcrowding in the city's historic center. Spain, in the Balearic Islands Mallorca, Ibiza, and Menorca, tourists are charged an eco-tax ranging from 1 euro to 4 euros per night, depending on the accommodation type and season. The revenue is used for environmental conservation and infrastructure projects. France, cities like Paris impose a small tax on overnight stays in hotels, with funds going toward local tourism promotion and city maintenance. Japan introduced a sayonara tax in 2019, charging travelers around 1,000 yen, roughly 9, when departing the country. The funds are invested in improving tourism infrastructure and promoting Japan as a travel destination. New Zealand. In 2019, New Zealand began imposing a visitor levy of NZD 35 around 22 for international tourists, with the aim of offsetting the environmental impact of tourism and supporting sustainable tourism initiatives. Thailand is considering a tourist entry fee aimed at improving visitor safety, supporting the country's medical tourism and maintaining its natural environment. Should countries dependent on tourism levy tourist taxes for countries heavily reliant on tourism, imposing a tourist tax may seem risky, as it could potentially discourage travelers. However, It may also be essential to ensure long-term sustainability. The key is to design taxes that balance revenue generation with the need to remain attractive to tourists. Here's why it may still make sense for such countries to impose these taxes. 1. Sustainable growth. Without proper management, mass tourism can harm the very attractions that draw visitors in the first place. Tourist taxes provide essential funding for managing and mitigating these impacts, ensuring the destination remains viable in the long run. 2. Offsetting high tourism costs. In countries like the Maldives or Croatia, tourism is a key economic driver, but the cost of maintaining infrastructure and environmental conservation is high. Tourist taxes help cover these costs without solely relying on local residents. 3. Controlling over tourism. Tourist hotspots like Thailand and Venice have been dealing with severe overcrowding, which strains public services and disrupts the lives of locals. By imposing a modest tax, countries can regulate the number of tourists without severely affecting demand. 4. Enhancing the visitor experience. Tourists themselves benefit when destinations are well maintained, clean, and accessible. Tourist taxes contribute to these improvements, leading to a better overall experience. Conclusion: the future of tourist taxes. In my view, tourist taxes are an essential tool for managing the growing pressures of global tourism. While there is a legitimate concern that such taxes could deter certain groups of tourists, the benefits revenue for local infrastructure, environmental preservation, and sustainable tourism outweigh the potential downsides. For countries that rely on tourism, the key is to strike a balance between attracting visitors and protecting the destination for future generations. Moreover, as more countries adopt tourist taxes, travelers may come to expect them as a normal part of their travel expenses, making it easier for governments to implement such measures without backlash. With responsible implementation, tourist taxes will play a crucial role in the sustainable development of the tourism industry worldwide. Stay tuned for more Fintidu podcasts, Middle East leading e-learning platform for finance, tax, and accounting professionals.